Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are gonna move. We are gonna answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, we got the go-ahead. Here we go on the Wednesday podcast. Al, you're looking handsome today. What's going
on? Thank you, Jerry. Thank you so much. I see a lot of stuff now online about older people living at home with their parents.
Mm-hmm. To help them?
No, not to help them, because they can't afford to live on their own.
So older, what age you mean?
Like 30s. Like people still in their 30s living at home. Is that something you could have done? Like, or did you want? I feel like some of them want the independence, but can't afford it. Some of them had such a cushy time at home that they don't want to leave. And others just feel like, I'm going to live at home, stack up some money so that I could put a down payment on a home.
So I would say in the situation I was in, my parents were great. They were not difficult to live with at all. Gave us our freedom. We had where we lived. So when I moved out, I got married, engaged 23. Or 24. I got engaged at 23, married at 25. And I remember I told you the story. I moved out. We got married in June of 99. I moved out in February. We bought the townhouse. And that's when I was living home, but most of the days I was in the townhouse. And time I got married, I was in it fully, obviously. But in that house we were living in, we had a full finished basement, which was really nice.
In the family house.
Yeah, in my parents' house, with a bar, a big TV, a pool table, full bathroom. We had not a gym, but like a little workout room in the back. It was great. So I could literally go a couple of days if I wanted, and my paths would not have crossed with my parents. Aside maybe for dinner, or some days not at all, depending upon. So I could have stayed there. Until I was 30. But I could have stayed there a few more years because I didn't feel like I was still living with my parents. Now, if I lived in let's say my parents had a ranch and every three steps you were bumping into one another, I don't think I could have done that, nor would I think they would have wanted me there as I got older. So I think in the situation I was in, I could have stayed till I might have been 25 or 26. But I remember even moving out at 25 feeling like, my God, you're 20, get out, you're 25.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but it would not have been uncomfortable because of the home they had. I would say that.
Yeah, see, my house was a bi-level, right, where you walk in, you have to go either upstairs or downstairs. Yeah. It was just a little landing.
Mm-hmm.
And upstairs was the kitchen, the one full bathroom,
mm-hmm.
and three bedrooms. Downstairs was a half bath, the living room, and a bedroom.
And another bedroom. This is like my wife's house she grew up in.
Yeah, so what used to happen was the oldest kid had the downstairs bedroom, which mm-hmm. was separated. So my sister had that when she moved out to get married. I moved down there, and I only had a little while. Then I went to Indiana, and from Indiana went to Florida. I never went back. But the idea was, oh, you feel like you get some independence. But you had to go upstairs to use the kitchen, to use the shower.
Yeah.
That was a little rough. But I don't know. I can't. And then I always had this fear. Maybe it was a career in radio. I always had a fear that I would lose my job and have to move back in with my parents.
Sure.
And how crushing that would have felt mentally.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And I am telling you, I am 56. I am telling you, probably 10 years ago, I still had a fear that at some point I'm going to have to move back in.
Hmm.
Like that was
even
always...
Even in your mid-40s, you didn't feel prepared enough for that.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah. I always felt like,
Yeah.
What if you get into that situation?
I know my brother moved back in with my parents temporarily because he sold a house and was buying another house, but it did not line up properly. But he really liked the house he was buying or the town. So he was going from a house to a townhouse, but it wasn't going to be ready. And so he looked into like temporary, like, you know, those apartments. He's like, I don't want to do that. And my parents very like, we've got three bedrooms if you're talking about 6 weeks. So he did it for, I think it might have been turned to be like 7 weeks. And I remember midway through it, he's like, it's not easy. He's like, it's just different. And you're not used to being, you know, and then their house is a ranch and you're right on top of one another. So that's the situation where I don't know that I could have done that.
Yeah. But I think it's doable if you have a time frame where you go, this is only going to be for 6 weeks.
Sure.
It's those people that move back in, like you lose a job or you get divorced.
And it's open-ended.
And it's open-ended. Yeah. That seems brutal.
Well, I've always told you numerous times about working at the liquor store, and we would cash the checks for the guys that worked in the factory across the street. And multiple guys had their money directly taken out of their paycheck by the government to pay their ex-wife. And they all lived with their parents. And I'm talking about guys in their 30s and 40s. They were living with their parents because their paychecks, after taxes and after their alimony payments, essentially, their checks were like $253. What do you do with that?
Yeah.
Now for them, they went and bought beer, which makes no sense.
Beer and scratch-offs and hoping to turn that into 10 grand.
Yeah, pretty much. But they lived with their parents. And I don't know that they were ever not going to live with their parents with that kind of money that they were or were not making.
The only ones I saw these various video montages on YouTube of people moving back in mm-hmm. with their parents. The only one that kind of made sense was like if the parents got divorced
mm-hmm.
and the daughter moved in with the mom and they were almost like roommates versus a mom daughter or living at home, or if the like the parents got divorced, the mom moved to a different home. So now you're moving in with your mom, but not in your childhood home.
It's not your mom's house.
It's not your mom's house. Now you're splitting bills with your mom. You know, that seemed the only one that I felt like you could sell to somebody.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is a positive thing, what I'm doing.
Well, I always thought for like a guy, if you're, and you're right, it is much later in life now that kids are moving out.
Yeah.
But let's say 28. We're not even talking about 30. Let's say 27, 28. And you meet a girl. And then you're like, and let's say she's like, well, I'd love to stay the night. Oh, I live with my parents.
Yeah, I don't know how you push that. Yeah.
Like, that's got to be really like a turnoff. And I would think a major roadblock into what could be. I don't know. It's got to be difficult.
It's a major roadblock for sexy time.
Well, just that or just private time. It doesn't even have to be sexy time. Let's just say you meet a girl, things are going great, but you want to leave the bar and you want to go watch a movie or just whatever, have a glass of wine, sit and talk, but you got to worry about, you know, your mom and your dad coming down in their nightgown. or in their robe.
If your dad's in his nightgown, that's going to be so weird.
Well, or robe, like I said. It's not easy. So there is an age where it becomes a little bit much.
Yeah. Yeah. It is weird that I feel like I just got over the fact that I probably...
Well, since you're looking at retirement situation and decisions, I hope you're over that.
I'm probably not going to have to move
quite
in
frankly,
with my
you
parents.
Want to get fired now for the severance and then hit retirement.
I do not, Jerry.
Please fire me.
No, if you get fired, you don't get severance. If you get let go. Like if you do something fault, like let's say I'm like, you know, I'm going to roll up
laid off.
Drunk. Yeah.
Okay, fine. Right. If there's cause, then there's no severance. But if you get laid off, then you get your severance.
You know what I asked Grok the other day? I asked Grok, I go, let's say somebody is 60 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And they get laid off. Can they just keep collecting unemployment even past retirement age?
What was the answer?
Well, Grok said you're only allowed to collect unemployment for 6 months.
Oh, 2 years. Oh, is it 6 months?
Yeah.
I thought it was 2 years.
It might have been 2 years during the pandemic.
Okay.
Grok says it's 6 months now, which seemed very little. I feel like people collect unemployment for years.
Well, maybe they collect unemployment, get a job, then quit, reset the clock. I don't know.
Let me ask non-Grok. I'm going to say, how long can you collect unemployment in New Jersey? 26 weeks. So six.
That's 6 months.
Yeah, 6 months.
That is 6 months.
Hmm.
Which, not for anything. That's enough. We're paying for it. If you can't find a job to at least make some money to pay the bills, yeah. I'm not saying get rich or even replace your salary. But if you can't find something in 6 months, come on.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
So, like, if you're planning to retire and you say to your job, hey, you know, lay me off so I can collect unemployment for an additional 6 months. Work the system a little bit.
All right. How about this? You get laid off. You get severance. Can you also collect unemployment?
I think you can because the one time in my radio career, I looked this up because I got let go by this company, mm-hmm. but they told me if I found the job within 2 months, I would still be continuous employment.
Okay.
But I remember looking it up, and I think you can. That'd I think getting severance doesn't stop you. But the problem is if you get severance and immediately sign up for unemployment, your six-month clock starts, as opposed to, let me take this money...
And then you could do unemployment 6 months later.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
6 months after that.
Well, it's like a year vacation.
Oh, yeah. Although I'd be full. If I ever got let go, I'd be full panic mode that I would never find another job.
Oh, I don't think that. I would be and panic mode's not the right phrase. I would question if I would work in this business anymore.
Yeah.
I have no doubt, though, I could get a regular job.
Oh, yeah.
You know, even if it was in, like, whatever. I don't know. Even a retail job, which, you know, some people like, some people don't like, because there's a lot of customer service in that. But I don't have the ego to, I've said this before, where I wouldn't take a job at a, I would. What do I care? Oh, you were the guy in the radio. Yes, I was. Not anymore.
There's Jerry Recco stocking shelves at Pathmark.
If I have to, I will. You know, if I got to work two jobs, I'll do it. If I got to drive, I'll drive. So I think the bigger question is, what do you do in this business? Or do you get completely out of the business
yeah.
and just get a job?
Yeah.
You know, I'm at the point, I really would prefer to start my own company, you know, and that's always been the motivation is not to go out and get, I mean, everyone wants to make as much money as they can, of course. But the motivation for me was always just to have something on the side that mm-hmm. if you get let go, all right, no problem. I'll just go with this 100% now instead of at 50% to where at least it's established. I always thought that was a good plan.
What if we did this instead of a 20-minute podcast, 40 minutes?
And then what? Is that going to... Are we going to get more viewers?
Not sure how that works.
Oh, yeah. I mean, quite frankly, you and I don't do a good job of promoting it.
Mm-hmm.
We've got our audience. Thank mm-hmm. you guys very much. We yes. appreciate you. But we don't do a damn thing to try and make this bigger.
Yeah. Like, I remember last year I was talking about, or 2 years I was talking about getting an airplane to fly over the beach yeah. with our podcast.
We didn't do that.
I didn't even look into what it costs. It might be fun just to do.
Oh, $500.
You think so?
I would bet for like a one-time flyover on the beach.
Yeah.
Then probably $500. Yeah. I would split that with you.
I got to look into that.
Do I think anyone else would listen? Probably not.
No, but it'd be
really cool to watch.
Right. It'd be fun to watch. We could videotape it, put it on social yeah. media.
All right, let's see. How much?
Like down the Jersey Shore. Like I wanted to go down Belmar, Bradley Beach, Spring Lake.
So what would
Asbury.
I say to advertise?
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation, and nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s, but most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the foods you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats. Especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
A plane flag? What would you even call it?
You would call it
a flyover?
How much is airplane advertising?
advertise a banner.
A banner, yeah. With one of those planes.
With a flyover.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Let's see what... I use chat, you use Grok.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what chat tells me. So it's called Banner Towing Airplanes.
Banner Towing Airplanes, okay.
So here, all right, down the Jersey Shore or similar U.S. beaches, reasonable estimates. A 1 hour flyover is between $500 and $700.
Okay.
If you want 200, it's between $700 and $1,500. 3 to 4 hours could be upwards of $2,500. The price depends on what beach, time of day, which day, length and size of the banner, obviously. So all of that. So here's an example. This is according to chat. A 2 hour Saturday afternoon flyover over a busy Jersey Shore beach with an existing banner, so they don't have to create it. Right. We give them the banner, should cost around $1,200. A first-time campaign, including banner production, might be upwards of $1,800 to $2,000 because of the cost of the banner. And if your goal is maximum visibility, the busiest beach hours between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. on sunny weekends, with tens of thousands of people that will see the banner.
They even have it at the Jersey Shore. Maybe they do this on Long Island as well.
Yeah.
They'll have like a boat with a big digital screen.
Yes, I've seen this.
And that's got it too. And it just floats right on by.
Yeah. And there's everyone sees it.
What else are you doing?
And everyone sees the plane.
They do. I always look at the
planes.
Everyone
sees the plane.
I'm always looking up at the planes because I'm always amazed at how random things are.
They can be, sure.
Like there'll be a random like Miller Lite. And you're like, Miller Lite
like
is advertising all over the world.
Yep.
They've picked an airplane to fly over the beach.
Here's the one thing I've learned, and I've talked to a couple of advertising people about this. These companies literally have an advertising budget, and you've got people in charge that have to spend the money.
Yeah.
Like, if they don't, it's like, what are you doing with it? Like, you're not getting a bonus for not spending it. Like, we want you to spend the money. Get it out there. So maybe it was just different. Guy has a drink with someone, like, you know, I have a plane. I'll give you $2,000 or whatever.
Yeah, or you only have, like, $1,700 left in the advertising budget and you have to spend. You're like,
sure,
I'll put the Miller Lite banner on the end of that plane.
You know what I've also found with those Miller Lite type of banners, sometimes you really get a great idea of like other bars and towns and things to do that you otherwise would never know.
Yeah, if they have a co-sponsor.
Yeah, it's kind of cool actually.
And I have seen the banners that I like that the airplanes pull are not the ones that look like a produced, nice, colorful banner, but the ones where they made the banner essentially at the airplane place where it's just just the letters. That's not like, oh, these people had no budget whatsoever to get their own banner made.
They were the ones that had to keep it to 1,800 and couldn't go to 2,400.
Yeah, so they were just like, just give me the generic letters and I'll put my business there.
That's pretty funny.
Would you, I'll give you this scenario, Jerry.
Okay.
Would you rather be where you are? You're 50 what now?
52.
Okay. Would you rather continue to be 52 years old in your career and your life? Or if I said to you, Jerry, I can bring you back to 22 years old. You'll get all the youth and all that stuff, but you're starting over with a career and all that stuff. Would you stay where you are with your 52 years of knowledge and a career that you're in the middle of? Or would you take the youth, but then still have all that to figure out in life?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
That's a really good question. No, I think if I just felt a little bit better physically. Now, if you said me at 48, before the, you know, those stupid prostate issues started creeping up, I would still probably stay here.
Yeah, I think so too. I like the knowledge and life experience that you have at the age
all
we're
of
at.
That. And and for me personally, the work I've done, the games I've called, the shows that I've worked on, you may never get that back.
Right.
Now, I guess you could say, well, maybe instead of what you did, you turned out to be Kevin Burkhardt and you were on Fox. I suppose. Yeah, that'd be great. But I'm not hurting for money, which is great. I'm not rich, but I ain't hurting for money. And like, I work on Dallas Cowboy broadcasts every week as a Cowboy fan. Like, everything about what I've done has been great. So the Rutgers job is phenomenal. This job is. No, I think I would stay here. My kids are in a good place. Not divorced. I'd probably stay here.
This is the, I believe today is the last day of the internship program. And I just think of when I see the interns.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, I would not trade spots with them, even though they're youthful, testosterone-filled men, Jerry.
It's tough right now, though.
I would not want to try to figure out how to get a job in the media now. I would. It's just very difficult. So
it's very
when I
difficult.
Look at the interns, I don't envy them. I'm more like appreciative of,
you know what's so interesting though, Al?
Where I am.
We're so wrapped up in this, meaning this radio station and what we do here. You're on LinkedIn like I am. If you put in, let's say, forget radio, if you put in social media, if you put in the sports you like, right, in terms of the search bar, and I've put some in because I'm always curious. The amount of jobs that are out there if you have any sort of ability with the computer, with the digital editing, there's a lot more out there than we think.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying for the money, the money's not great for our age at this point, certainly for me with a family. But if we're talking about graduating college, you've got this on your resume as an internship, you've got, let's say, another internship, and you've got a four-year degree in media or whatever, communications. There's some good stuff out there. Like, I saw a whole list of jobs that the NBA has available. They're in the off season. It's a lot to do with NBA.com, a lot to do with their social media handles, the social media, not influencer, but like that is a huge job right now. Not just for like sports, but for just companies. I saw like Ford needs a social media handler, I think they called it. I was looking at it, I thought of you. I'm like, between Boomer's connections with Ford, you love social media. They were looking for someone that could come up with good campaigns and engage people. It paid great. So I do think there are other ways to make money in media, not just being like here in our little cocoon.
Yeah, and I guess that's what we don't see in looking. But you're right. It's like if those are jobs for younger people
for sure.
at a younger point in their life. Who are living at home, Jerry?
Yes, at the age of 38.
To circle back completely.
Yes.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program. Now, you and I did that, but tomorrow and Friday, Boomer is out.
Yeah.
So you will be hosting with Gio. I will be here with CeeLo.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. And then all next week, are you hosting or you're not sure?
I believe so.
I haven't seen a schedule.
Yeah, I mean, I was told, but who knows? I mean, I would think so.
Yeah, because Boomer's out all next week as well.
Yes, I didn't realize that until this morning.
Yes.
But I did have it on my calendar, though.
Oh, okay, good. Such.
So it's interesting. And you're out a couple days next week, or is the week after?
Next week, I'll be out Wednesday, Thursday, Friday,
right. So I think we might be done as a show working together now until the Tuesday after Labor Day.
Really? Where everyone's here?
I think so.
Wow.
Yeah, because then there's a week where I'm out. It's my last three vacation days that I'm using up in mid-August. Then you're out another few days, and then Gio's out for a week, and then Boomer's out for it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
So it might be it. We'll see.
And then NFL kickoff, and everyone's back, baby.
No, that's when I get to take time off.
Oh, that's when you need to take off. All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program. We'll be back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. with CeeLo, Jerry at 6 a.m. with Gio. So...
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork.
With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation. And nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s. But most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3-6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the food you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats, especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!